Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Adam. Meet Conan and Sona.
Hi.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Conan. Hi, Sona. Hi. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Adam, it's very nice to meet you. And where are you right now? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Oh, the capital of Ethiopia.
Yes.
Wow. That's incredible. I've never been to Ethiopia.
You should come.
Your English is seems perfect. Have you spent any time in the United States?
Yes, I went to college in upstate New York.
Oh, you're kidding. Where'd you go to college?
I mean, I grew up here. I went to Hamilton College.
Oh, okay.
In Clinton, New York.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, and then you grew up in Ethiopia. You did some college in the United States, and then mm-hmm. you moved back. And what are you up to these days?
I have a business with my friend. We make fragrances and scented candles and fun stuff like that.
Wow. How did you learn to do this? I mean, don't you need to know a lot to make fragrances?
Yes, I'm very smart.
I'm sure you are, but I'm wondering, did you have to study anything in particular? Do you have to study chemistry or do you have to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I studied biochemistry. So it helps a little bit, but I mean, I had to like learn a lot of it on my own too.
I imagine. Yeah, it's a lot of trial and error where you try and make mm-hmm. A scent and it can go terribly wrong, I bet, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, some of the ingredients for perfumes, like they don't really smell that good. So yeah, if you use a lot of something, then yeah, it can be terrible.
Well, let me ask you professional opinion. As you know, in the United States and across the world, sometimes celebrities have their own scent that they market. Mm-hmm. Do you think I could have, could there be a Conan scent, a perfume? Just take it easy.
Could there or should there?
Listen, okay. I think we're rushing this a little bit. First, let's begin. Adam, do you think that I'm the kind of person who could have a scent out on the market?
I mean, why not? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
You could have scent. Maybe like pumpkin spice flavor.
Yeah. I love it. It doesn't matter where I talk to someone in the world. This is someone in Ethiopia who's dissing me and doing it very well. No, it's very funny. Everyone here around me loves you now because you treated me the way I should be treated. Yeah, pumpkin spice. I'm not sure that's going to be. I want something, manly,
sexy.
You know, sexy, something that the women are going to go. Do you remind me of Conan O'Brien in that sexy way?
Pumpkin vice.
For naughty evenings, it's pumpkin vice. Wow. So you making scents, candles? Do you make perfumes? Just do you make scents for men, or is it all mostly for women?
We make both. We make for men and for women. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we make a lot more for women than men.
Is there a favorite way that men like to smell that you've noticed? Is there a certain fragrance that they gravitate towards?
I think people in general like anything familiar. Mm-hmm. So like if they smell a scent and it reminds them of like another perfume they've they liked or something,
right,
they usually like gravitate towards that. I don't know. I don't know if like people know so much.
I would like, specific. Because I believe I want my scent to be something that's familiar to me. So that would be frying ham.
Oh,
I want it to smell.
That's sexy.
Like frying ham.
Yeah. Cause
that's what I grew up smelling. And it's a very, it reminds me of a fascinating time in my life.
Hey, I got news for you, buddy. Mm. That's what you smell like.
Hey. Mission accomplished. It's a very hard, it's basically just bacon grease.
Yeah.
That's all it is. So Adam, do you have a shop? Is this all done over the internet, these sales? How do you sell your products?
We started online, but now we have a shop.
Where is your shop? Is it in the capital?
Yeah. It's pretty close to where I live.
Okay.
It's in a mall.
Okay. So you go to every day, do you visit the shop every day in the mall?
I try to, yeah. But it's a new mall, so like there's very little foot traffic right now. So we're hoping for like a good turnout.
I'm sure.
In the next coming months.
I'm confident. Maybe I could get over to Ethiopia and do some kind of personal appearance. How would that go over, Adam, if you said Conan O'Brien will be appearing at the mall in Addis, Ethiopia? Would there be much excitement or would there be no excitement?
So. I think so. I know a few people know you here.
It's going to be Beatlemania. You know, I'm worried about just if based on that alone, I'm just worried about people's safety and security.
Yeah.
I think people know how many like.
Okay. Again, you're getting way ahead of things here, Gourley. I mean, I just worry that with a few people, you could get as many of seven or eight people might show
up.
And then what if pushing and shoving starts? That's there's no way to control a crowd
frenzy.
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some people know you.
I don't know. I don't know about, you know, like what people are into these days. So
you know what? Clearly, neither do I. Neither do I. But who cares? I've got you. And that's what's important.
Yes, you do.
But this is very cool. So you do that. You manufacture scented candles and you sell these different perfumes. Are there other things that you do? You know, using your skills?
I mean, now we're trying to, like, all our products are natural, so we're trying to move to like natural soaps and lip glosses and things like that. So
that's nice.
Like, around the same area, I guess.
That's a big movement. Yes. People don't want to put anything artificial on their bodies. They want it all to be natural. I prefer anything artificial.
Oh. Yeah. Why is that exactly?
I just trust in exotic chemicals. I just think I've always been that way.
They've never done us wrong.
I don't think they have. I mean, I'd like to see more information on DDT and various pesticides that were banned in the 60s by some kooky hippies. I actually freshen up every morning with a little DDT under each arm. Guess what? I've had no insects underneath my arms.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
Before there was a lot.
You're also, you're writing. Aren't you writing something? I'm told that you are writing something on the internet. What are you writing?
I'm trying to. So I write blogs. So I work for this other company that has like luxury homes across the US. Mm-hmm. So I write blogs for them, like recommending people on like places to go to when they're staying at the homes.
Wait.
And I haven't been to any of the places.
Wait a minute. Adam, you're saying that you're sitting there in Ethiopia and you are writing, you are telling people, oh my God, you're going to love this house. It's a split level modern and it's in Park City, Utah. And oh my God, the views. And I loved it here. And you've never been there.
Yeah. I recommend them restaurants and pet friendly activities.
So you just Google everything. That's incredible.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah.
Listen, I have to say, Adam, I really admire your, first of all.
Chicanery.
Yeah. yes. I like your scamming. But I think it's actually, You've got so many things going at the same time, which is impressive. What else are you working on?
Thanks.
Do you do, it sounds like, I bet you you're a good writer. If you can write those blogs, do you use, do you try any other kinds of writing?
Yeah, I try. I'm trying to write fiction.
I think you already are in those blogs.
Yeah. Yeah. You, so far, you are one of the better fiction writers. You might be the most fiction, most prolific fiction writer I've ever met. Every day you describe luxurious places where you've had a blast and brought your pet dog, even though none of this is true. Absolute bullshit. Yeah. So what kind of, if you were to write a novel, do you think it would, you'd spend a lot of time describing the homes where the character lived
and the smells,
the smells, the beautiful homes and, the places nearby that serve a vegan burger and are rabbit friendly. And then you'd spend very little time on the characters, right?
Yep. I mean, you've given me an inspiration. I think that's going to be like, yeah, it's going to help me write my next novel.
That's great. I got to say, everywhere I go, people are talking about Monopoly Go. And for good reason. It's an absolute hit.
Yeah. I love Monopoly.
People love Monopoly. And look, Monopoly's been around for a very long time. It's one of the oldest board games ever. Okay.
Okay.
But lately I walk around and I just hear like, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys talking about? And they say, we're playing Monopoly Go. You can play it with your family, your friends. It's a straight delight. There's always something new to do. Partner events where you can build on each other's boards and crazy tournaments with team events you can recruit your friends for. Or you can just compete to outdo them all on the leaderboards. Mm. And when you're not messing with your family and friends, Monopoly Go is always throwing new stuff at you. They have taken Monopoly to the next level. I didn't think Monopoly had to go to the next level. But they did. There's timed events like massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees that have fun new mini games. Plus, with tons of rewards to collect like stickers for trading with friends and hilarious emojis that are perfect for gloating, there's always a reason to dip back in.
Yeah.
Man, they cracked it, you know?
They did.
So join the fun. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend. And my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loudspeaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. You can check in on your home and manage your security systems from virtually anywhere. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. you can know that there's a package out there.
I know.
And not a person.
You don't have to that do helps. Anything.
Yeah, sometimes a person rings the doorbell and I think it's a package. Anyway, and with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you can get 30 days of event video history, even smarter notifications like when a familiar or unfamiliar face is seen. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just a tap. Mm. I'm always setting off alarms accidentally. This is helpful for me.
Oh, good.
When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all sometimes have issues or things we need to talk about, get off our chest. I have that all the time, don't you, Sona?
I do.
Yeah, and we need people to talk to. And we carry around different stressors. We carry big stressors. We carry small stressors. I was raised in a culture where you're supposed to kind of bottle it up, and I've learned over time that that's not the best thing to do. If you do let things rattle around in there for a while without talking it out, it can affect your life very negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space where you can get things off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. BetterHelp's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. A lot of people have a barrier towards getting therapy because they think, well, I don't know, I've got to find the person, talk to them. What if it's not a good match? Then it's awkward. None of that. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Conan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Conan. Do you come back to the United States often or not?
No, I haven't been back since I've been back. Mm-hmm. But I plan to go next year because my sister is going to graduate.
And is she going to Hamilton as well?
No, she finished her undergrad. She's doing urban planning at Rutgers.
Wow. Oh. That's very impressive. That's very cool. did you enjoy your time? Did you have a good experience going to college in the States?
I did. Yeah. I met a lot of great people from like all over the world. Made lifelong friends. So yeah, I had a good time.
Well, I have a daughter in college. She's a freshman. And I told her, it's the people you meet and the friendships you make that are going to stick with you more than so much what you learn. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I can't even remember a lot of the classes I took, but
I
keep in touch with a lot of
you. You've got to remember a little bit of it. I mean, it's important.
No, I remember. Yeah. I remember the basics, but
it's funny when you talk to a doctor and he's like, I don't remember anything from medical school. I mean, it was in one ear, out the other. Anyway, we're going to put you under now.
And I'm an ear doctor.
And I'm going to go, I'm going to go through your eye and into your brain. And just wing it. So what's your day like when you wake up in the morning? Do you start working on scents right away, or do you go to the mall right away? I'm just curious, a day in the life.
Wish I would go right away. I wake up, I go to the gym sometimes. I listen to you guys a lot while I'm at the gym, and I smile, like laugh like an idiot as I'm like running on the treadmill.
That's the universal sign that someone's either in distress or listening to our podcast.
Yeah. And then I go to the mall a few times a week, and then I work from home. So I'm like, you know, on my computer most of the day.
Is your family?
And then I play with my dog a little bit.
Are you dog friendly?
Do you get along with
dog?
I am.
Good. I'm looking you up on Google right now, and yes, it says Adome is dog friendly.
Sure.
What's your dog's name?
Bucci.
Bucci. Does that mean anything, or?
Yeah, it means small dog.
I had that coming.
Your dog's name is Small Dog.
Hey, Small Dog, come here. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I got Yeah, when I was like, I was supposed to name, when I got him and I wanted to name him, I just like started overthinking about like what's the best fit for the dog. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just stick with the generic name.
Is so, it possible you underthought it?
I know, that's what I was going to say.
Sorry.
No. But I was thinking the same. Out. I was thinking the same thing, which is there's overthinking, and then there's I'm going to call my dog Dog. I want to call my next dog Bad Dog. Hey, Bad Dog, come here, Bad Dog. And aww, he'll just constantly think. Aww.
And then when he does something right, you go, good dog, bad dog.
Good dog, bad dog. And then he'll just eventually just run away.
I don't know, blame him.
To be renamed by someone else. Wow, okay. So, and family, do you have family that lives around you nearby?
Yes. Yeah, I live with my mom.
You live with your mom.
So just me, me, my mom, and my dog.
Okay. That's her name, Mom.
Yeah, that's her first name.
Yeah,
Mom.
That's what I call her.
Her first name is Mai, and her last name is Mom.
My mom.
And does she know what you're doing right now? Does she know that you're calling into our podcast or no?
She does. Mm-hmm. She does know.
Because what time is it there now?
It's midnight.
Whoa. Midnight. Okay. Is she asleep right now?
She is, yes.
Wake her up.
Go wake her up. Say Conan's on the phone. I got a Zoom with Conan. And he's got Gorley and Sona with him too. Would she know what you were talking about?
She'd be like, who?
Yeah, no. Exactly. That's okay. That's, trust me. Hey, I'm feel pretty good about, you know, the seven people that are gonna create a stampede when I visit the mall. In Addis, Ethiopia.
You're just going to run. It's not good.
It's a stampede the other way.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. That's not nice.
Hey. Do you have a question for Conan?
I do, but I think he answered it. I was going to ask what he smells like.
Oh.
I don't know. You know, I mean, in serious, I joked about frying ham, but I don't know that I have. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could answer that, Sona, because you've spent a long time. I don't think I have an odor.
You don't have an odor. Sometimes you smell like freshly applied sunscreen.
But there may be a reason for that.
It's, you know what though? It's not a bad smell. You don't have a bad smell. You're a, you know.
Nicest thing anyone said to me in a while. You know, you don't have a bad smell, Conan. I think I don't like putting on scents, but I do have to put on sunscreens because, you know, my people are from Ireland and I live down by the Mexican border and
nobody needs an explanation.
Yeah, we understand.
No, I think you really need to understand, Adom, why I may be sun sensitive. And I think you really do have to hear this because you only got a biochem degree from a great school. I don't know. So sometimes I probably do smell like that. Yeah.
No, but also, I mean, what I'm trying to say is it's not unpleasant to be around you. You know what I mean?
What about my behavior?
That's different.
Yeah. We're talking about smells.
You're right.
You're not unpleasant to be around.
Do you have any behavior perfumes you can recommend?
Yeah. Is there any perfume I would wear or scent that would make me behave myself a little more?
Behave yourself? No. Yeah. I think sandalwood.
Sandalwood might calm me.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
You know, something like that. I like cedar. I like the smell of cedar.
Yeah, handsome scents.
There are certain scents like that. Like if I wish I smelled like an old cedar closet.
Oh.
You know, that had a little bit of sandalwood in there and maybe just a touch of vanilla.
Oh, interesting.
Just a little hint of vanilla. Oh, like can you work on this for me?
That's nice.
Hey, Dom, I will contract you to make my scent and then we will market it.
I'll do that.
We will market it in the mall. In Ethiopia, in the capital, and we will say smell like Conan O'Brien. Mm. And then just watch the people come running.
Yeah.
Watch the people come running.
Would you do one of those sexy
ads and stuff
that are in like black and white? And what's the name?
Yeah, Adom, you could direct it. You could direct a video with me where
it's black and white
and a dove is released. And then I turn to camera and say, well, we can't use Coco because that's been used.
What's the name of it?
It's not just Conan.
Yeah, Coco is a pretty famous one.
How about Old Cedar Closet?
Cobb. Old Cedar.
Cobb?
How about Cedar Cobb?
Cedar Cobb.
No.
No?
I'm sorry. I'm not butting in. This is your smell.
No, we got to figure out what my sense name is. Cobb. No, it's not Cobb. Cedar. Desperation.
Let's go with pumpkin spice. I like
need,
that.
Need, yeah.
Need by Conan O'Brien.
Need by Conan O'Brien. Oh, let, people around you should smell need. Oh, yeah. It's need. And then doves are released. Are there some good areas around Addis that we could shoot this?
Yeah, a lot of areas. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's a lot of like, there are a lot of mountains you can visit.
I love run through the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think
release the doves.
Yeah. All right. You're going to have to make the scent and then we're going to try and sell it.
Easy.
And
let's do it.
I'll get my best people on this, which means, I just have people.
Looking at your best people.
This is it.
Yeah.
And wow. I guess that's Eduardo. All right. Well, anyway, he'll draw up the legal contracts.
Need.
Hey, Dom, it was really nice talking to you. It was really
so nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, it's really nice to meet you.
I listen to you guys all the time. You guys are like my friends you don't know your friends.
Well, guess what? Now we know you. We really are friends.
What's your fragrance company?
It's called Lucy Fragrances.
Lucy Fragrances. Nice. Just give it a plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucy Fragrances.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we can do to plug this brand?
That's it. You can go on Instagram at Lucy Fragrances.
At Lucy Fragrances. Okay. Well, Adom, that's very cool.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to take any of your suggestions for a luxury home.
No offense, but no.
Sorry. I just, I love my time
I'm good at research.
There. Yeah. No, you're
they're well researched.
All right. Well, so cool talking to you, Adom.
Nice talking to you.
Yes,
guys.
I hope our paths cross down the road. That would be really fun.
Yes, a remote in Ethiopia.
Hey, I'm sold. I'd love that. Yeah. All right, you take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Smell you later. Bye.
All right.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.